This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
We're live.
We Dave.
How many viewers? Zero.
Big fat.
Let me know when there's one. We don't want to start until there's one.
At least one. Even a casual glance. That's one.
Who is it? Who is it? Come on, Leah.
I don't know who it is. There's three.
Oh.
All right. Hello.
All right.
Hello.
It's
hello
a party.
And hello.
It's
hello to all three.
Hello.
Hello.
We want to say hi to each and every one of you. Hello. Hello. And hello.
Hi.
It's
what's up?
And now there's nine.
Right.
Hello. Well,
they multiplied quickly, didn't they?
It's the Chaz and AJ in the Morning Week in Review Facebook Live podcast thingy. I'm
yes.
Chaz. It's AJ.
What up?
Pam's over there.
What's up?
Phil's over there. Leah's over there.
Yo.
Hello. Did you like being a chili judge?
You know, it always sounds a lot of fun. I mean, it was fun being a chili judge, but when you actually do it, it's like by the third bowl of chili, you really don't want to taste any more chili.
You're not eating a whole bowl.
No,
right?
you're sampling
like a spoonful.
But you're constantly sampling.
You're having that little spoon. That's like a Coke spoon.
It's like Barbie's spoon.
It's like,
yeah.
No, it wasn't wooden. It was a little tiny plastic one.
Right. Aww. I mean, in the 80s, yeah. we probably could have sold them.
So in the 80s, it would have been used for cocaine.
Yeah, for like bumps and everything else. But no. But, you know, you get this little spoon, and you got to keep on, you know, you got to like check it up like five different like categories, like aroma, color, consistency.
Is it wine?
Color?
Yeah, the color is actually part of it. Yeah, color.
Because that's stupid.
You ever see some chili looks really disgusting? Like it's like chili should be like a nice, rich, brownish red color, and some looks like it's like yellowish, like orange.
Yellow?
And, yeah. Or sometimes you see like it separates where it's like there's a layer of grease
so
on
wait,
top of it.
How is this judged? There's
color, aroma. There's
like
consistency, like is it loose? Is it firm?
Did you touch it with your hands?
Heat and flavor. There's four categories altogether.
That's four.
Yeah. So those four. So as you're eating it, you got to sit there and rate it. And by like the third one, you've been sitting there going through this process for a while, but there's still another 12 bowls to go. 12 right. chilies to go.
Spoons.
So, yeah, and it's amazing because you're using these little tiny spoons, but somehow you get full. And in between each one, you got to cleanse your palate. So you got it. We had this lime, like, sherbet. So we had to have...
Ooh, that sounds good.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's the cleanse. You take a little spoonful of lime, and you take a sip of water. So when you're doing this constantly, you're getting full.
Yeah.
By the time I left there, and I had a great time, I'll do it again, no problem, but I actually felt like I was, like... Like it was like the bottom of my neck. I felt like it was coming back up again. Like I was drowning.
Yeah.
Oh, and then of course you can't go to bed immediately after eating all that spicy stuff. So you got to wait at least an hour. So I went to bed about 10:30 last night.
You had
I didn't
want to
wait in the middle of the night with like acid reflux and crap, you know? So I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not big on judging stuff that I can't do. I can't make a great chili. So I don't want to pass judgment on
right.
it.
Yeah.
I'm a good eater.
Right.
Like, if you want me to eat the chili, I can do that.
Right. Well,
but I didn't realize it was color and aroma.
Oh, yeah. Well, three of the other guys were, like, involved with chili. Like, one guy, one gentleman was last year's winner. And then you had...
Fred Garrity, who can eat.
Fred Garrity could eat also, but he also cooks. He had George from...
He was a little cranky, by the way.
George from...
Towards me.
Why? George,
I don't know. I think it may have been either, one, I didn't go to the 9/11 ride, which I didn't get invited until the Friday before. So you got to let me know. And that, or two, that I said something about people, like, what if they boo or whatever? I made a joke.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
And then we had two restaurant owners as well.
So and plus, he's a big union guy, and I was, not pitching the union candidate for governor.
But there was also...
I don't know. He seemed cranky, didn't he?
Not to me. No, he was fine.
No, but that's what I mean to
yeah.
me.
Okay, yeah. So you're in trouble?
Yeah. The election's over.
Right.
He had some chili last night. I think we can all come together now
exactly.
over a bowl of chili.
Right. We'll break
you guys
corn
can
bread
chill.
Here.
We yeah. could chill, eat.
Exactly. So, yeah. But there were two restaurant owners, like successful restaurant owners. So they also knew food and they make chili. So I was just kind of like the comic relief, basically.
Yeah.
You know? But it was a good
time.
You
like to eat?
It was fun. But like I said, it's a lot different being a judge because you have to eat all this chili. And I was kind of full. But when you're full, you can't stop. You got to keep on going until you're done.
Right.
So it's amazing how little spoons of chili will fill you up.
You know, it's interesting. I got there and I couldn't find you. So you're in this back room for over an hour.
Yeah.
Jeez.
They
sequestered
us.
You missed the whole event. You know, like I'm walking around and I'm meeting people, talking to people. They're like, where's your other half? They either meant Jennifer or you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's in the back eating chili.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
It was very Goodfellas like.
I assumed that like we were like going to walk around to each one and try some and then write things.
But no, they were sequestered in a
the
room.
Back, and then this waitress, really hot one, kept on bringing us our chili.
Wow, AJ. From her.
This is number so and so, and she'd give us all our chili, and then we then she'd come by and pick it up, then she'd bring us another one.
How did you grade the waitress on the 4-point scale?
Oh, she was a definite 10.
Color
on each one.
She was
aroma.
Aroma was nice. She was very firm.
Consistency.
Very consistent.
Heat. Lots of heat. Lots of flavor.
Plenty of heat. Plenty of flavor. Yeah. Yeah. No, she was great on all counts. Yeah.
Was she meaty enough?
Yeah. What?
Was she meaty enough?
She was just enough meat. She was just enough meat. There was no fat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know her name?
That doesn't sound very flavorful.
I didn't catch her name. No.
Did you talk to her?
Except for saying thank you for taking my stuff. Mm. Yeah.
Did you say any stupid jokes in her presence?
No, I did not. Which was eating.
Okay. It's Bobby the Cheeseburger Bobby, the guy who cooks the food. Eat, rather.
Come on.
Even when I'm doing, when I'm speaking clearly, flubbles come up.
No, I know. So, nice job.
Thank you.
It was a great cause. You know, you get firefighters and cops in the same room.
Yep.
I met some people who were firefighters and cops.
Right.
Really?
So, cop full time. Volunteer firefighter.
That's like, amazing.
You don't get enough helping people.
Yeah. I had this one group of firefighters in Bridgeport, and this girl comes over to me, and she goes, those guys want to take a photo with you, but they're too afraid to ask you. So I'm from Brooklyn, so I figured I'm going to come over here and talk to you.
Wow. So they'll run into a dangerous situation, whether it be a fire or bad guys.
Yeah.
But they're
asking me for a photo. I'm like, yeah, of course. I thank them all for what they do and everything. But like, they're all like, I'm like, really? I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Just say, hey, we're going to take a photo. Okay, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's never a problem in the future. Anybody else?
Respecting your space.
Yeah, and you know what? There's never a problem. I'll always take a photo.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Just don't worry about, it's not a bother.
Yeah.
When people stop asking me, then it's trouble.
It's the least we could do.
Yeah, but I love that event, and a lot of kind words for the show, a lot of thanks for the support. I'm like, stop. Thank you.
Yeah, no.
But I heard a lot of, and it reminded me of your rant 6:30 the other day. What the hell happened?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the hell happened?
I walked into that in the back sequestered room. What the hell happened over there? Like, they're like, I don't know anybody who voted for Lamont. What the hell happened? And then outside, like, another three people said the same thing to me. Yeah. So...
I mean, it's over now. Now we come together. We hope the person does good, but just get
better.
Ready. Look, you already know what it's going to be because he said it. He said it.
Yeah. Taxes and tolls.
So no one could be surprised.
Right.
And, you know, it's five cities that run the day here in this state.
Exactly.
And I just feel like it should be, next election. Why don't you cities just sit this one out?
Yeah.
Let us take this next one.
Right.
Right. But the debate was one of my proudest moments on the air. And I've been doing this since I was 13. I'm 54 now. I've done a lot of shows. I have a lot of hours of radio under my belt. And we've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of people in the studio. We've had a lot of special broadcasts. But that debate, I feel like, will leave a mark on how debates are done in this state. And I'm not trying to be Gene Simmons or Howard Stern and trying to say I created radio or something.
Right.
But us together with the tribe asking the questions and me just, you know, passing them on to these candidates.
Streamlined it.
Moving it quickly.
Yeah.
20-second answers. No one can do a debate now. Old school.
No.
Like, I'm going to talk for 30 seconds about the history of this topic, and then I'm going to ask you a question. You could pontificate for a minute, then you pontificate, and then you're going to come back and do a rebuttal.
And
you
Chaz,
can't do it anymore. Not after that one.
And Chaz, you invented the BS bell, and that was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
We need that.
You know,
we need that everywhere.
I don't want to hear your rehashing shit about this person. Blah, blah, blah. Just ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
You know the person saying
the
BS. That's all
ring
you got to do.
Ring.
We should have that in meetings.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right now.
Next meeting, can we bring it in, please?
Bing, right. Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bong, bing, bing, bing,
bong, bong, bong.
bing, bing, bong, bong.
Get him out. Get him out.
No, but it's a major, major feat to get a debate. It's a major, major feat to get the last debate.
The absolute last debate. Mm-hmm.
But then to deliver and to deliver one of the best ones that I've heard, and even television people were like, whoa.
Seriously.
And that was all of us working together. Everybody did that.
Yeah, the tribe and us.
The building, there's so many people in this building who did stuff that you never see.
Behind the scenes.
These things magically mm-hmm. happen, makes it run smoothly.
Yep.
And boy, that was, what a group.
The engine was firing all cylinders.
And the best questions from the tribe.
Yeah,
because they
you
were
guys.
Questions from real people real. And it
the folks,
all matters.
The folks
and I know I've already said this on the air, but I just want it to be on record somewhere where I'm saying we had the best questions in the debate because they came from people who were asking from a personal investment. Like they wanted to know these answers.
Right.
And I went through every single question. Because we had a post, like, what do you want to ask? I went through every single one, and I just started putting them. There was about 10,000 post-it notes and papers and stuff, and then I started sifting them into buckets. Okay, taxes and spending, tolls, pensions, unions, right to work, and then it was everything else. And, boy, we got to a lot of them, and... there was more information in the 30 minutes of that debate than all of the other debates combined.
Absolutely.
It really was. I'm really proud of it. And I'll remember. That's one of the things. It'll be like one of my top five. Hopefully, as we go on, it'll get lower on those. But right now, it's top five moment on
right,
the radio.
It's in there, yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very, very proud.
Yep. You guys did cool. good.
No, everybody did great. And I'm very proud of everybody.
You did awesome.
So thank you for your questions, Tribe.
Thank you.
Anything else? Veterans Day Sunday?
Yes.
Yep.
So thank you to our veterans.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we say it, but man, it's really something else. Like I like hanging out with Jennifer, right? So on my spare time. And when I'm not around her, I'm like, I wish we could hang out, you know? And so think about signing up to just go somewhere away from your family, away from your friends.
Another land. Right? Yeah.
You know, I can't picture me signing my name somewhere. Like, I'm going to go, and I'm going to be away from Jennifer and Chaz and my family and my friends and you guys, and I'm going to leave my state and my country.
And put myself in harm's way.
And maybe be in some foreign country and have to, you know, do some really tough stuff and maybe give up my life.
Yep.
For knuckleheads
it's
like us.
It's a special person,
man. Never met.
Nope, special person does
so,
that.
And then picture doing that, going away. So it's not just the veterans, it's their families who every time the phone rings, their stomach turns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they see a report and they're like, oh my God, I hope he or she wasn't there.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting. Or you're catching those minutes where you can communicate. Like, okay, I'll be near my phone at this time, you know.
Yeah. 3:18 a.m.
Then you come back and the country's like, yeah, hey, thanks for that. We'll be over here.
No. Unthinkable.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bull fucking shit.
Yep. What he said.
So it was really nice to do a little bit for the veterans today.
The least we could do.
We had two people on who mm-hmm. can use help. And one was a kidney. I mean, that's a quality of life.
Yeah.
Right? That was Chris.
Don.
Don.
Yeah, Don.
And then we had Ernie at 9 o'clock who... IED explosion, brain injury. Army says, yeah, we have, you know, Purple Heart in there.
How do you say that?
So I want to thank Senator Blumenthal for dropping everything, coming right on, and now he's on the case, so we're going to follow up on that one. And then the Helping Hands thing.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Pam, nice job finding that story. We had a lot of interest.
A lot of people. Oh, my God. The stories were incredible. It was a hard decision.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Yeah. No, you went through a lot of different stories.
Oh, so many submissions. Yeah. Thank you to everybody who sent them.
And it was Katie and Shelton.
Yep.
Three kids. One is completely dependent upon nurses and respirators. And like, I don't know how you're a single mom to begin with. Like, I had one kid because I was like, I would see people in the store with three kids and they're running around. I'm like, I don't think so. Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah. but to have three and to be single and to have one really sick. So thanks to Arts. Thanks to who's
Ashley?
Ashley's
Furniture Home Stores.
And then thanks to Ferrara's Market.
Yeah, thank you
for that. So it was nice because after all the battling during the election, I feel like this was a great show. It's like, let's help veterans. Let's help people. And I feel like this is what, you know, makes this show great. So we could do something like that. We could have the threesome people on. Oh, yeah. And then we could have Katie on.
That was great,
veterans
too.
On.
Yeah,
and
that was fun.
That's why I really love this show so much. It's so you never know what you're going to get.
Was anyone surprised, by the way, that the boss listened to the threesome segment like three or four times, but never mentioned the debate after it happened?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you listen to that once, he's like, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. That's yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. There was, I think another station gave out candy and there was a 5,000 word email, right?
Right.
We have the last debate. Where I, you know, I'm not bitching, but I am. But
it's
yeah, that's
funny.
The one.
It's
the,
funny.
It's the threesome that got his attention.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he probably wants
lots
one.
Of questions about it. This is a guy who says, like, he wants his face licked.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's way more there if that's what he goes public with.
Very open about it.
Any comments, questions, or we're going to move on here.
Paolo Bergio, when we were talking about chili, said he just made chili in his toilet. Thank you, Paolo. And Gregory said at least three or four times already, Stunad to the max!
I know. How did that not catch on? How did we not say that all
day? Stunad to the max.
One, two, three.
Stunad to the max!
It just sounds like something like Super Friends would say right before like they're summoning power.
Well, the Italian superheroes. Yes.
Right.
About powers combined.
Hey, there's a Capicola.
Yeah.
There's salami, it's prosciutto.
Yeah.
The Italian superheroes.
Right.
Oh, Fred Garrity just commented.
Oh.
Thanks to AJ for his chili judging skills last night at Fasano's. And Chaz, also for attending and helping support the Fairfield firefighter and family.
Oh, thanks,
firefighters,
Fred.
And family.
Fred.
Ask Fred if he's mad at me.
Fred, are you mad at Chaz?
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah. I want to know.
He seemed annoyed, right? So, like, normally when I see him, he, like, gets, you know, he looks like he's happy to see me. And then he didn't look happy to see me. And then Jason from formerly Rent the DJ.
Yeah, just nice.
Said, oh, Chaz, get in the picture. And I'm walking over and Fred goes, you're going to be in the picture? And I'm like, what did I do to piss Fred off?
Maybe it was a chili.
He says no. He said he was concentrating on food.
There you go. We all were.
All right. That makes sense. See, now I feel better.
It's not easy.
Because I love Fred.
It's not easy.
All right.
But I'll definitely do it again next year, Fred.
Yeah.
I'm going to be eating pants this time.
Count me in for coming and eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll have Ned Lamont come.
Right.
Eat. All right. Thank you for watching. Thanks for helping us with a great week.
Thank you.
This
thank
is
you.
A great team effort here. Lots of stuff going on over the weekend. And Pam's sister is getting married at Town Hall.
At noon today, I guess, at Town Hall.
In Texas. It was high noon.
Random town in Texas. So yeah. Congratulations to her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. I wish
I could
be there.
You found happiness.
Do you really?
Yeah. For this one, yeah.
Yeah?
To Tripper.
I mean, it's my sister.
Right.
I'm very close to my sister. I love her.
All right.
I mean, I would like to be there for the town hall for a big old thing.
Is that why she
you know,
away?
It's not my thing.
Right. But for that.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to be there.
I do you like what, big old, Phil? Do you like big old things?
Yeah. So congratulations to her.
Right.
No, because it just kind of happened. Like, it's just like she just texted me today. Like, me and my dad was like, oh, by the way, we're going to town hall today
we're
to get married, or the courthouse today.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, if they gave you a heads up, you'd be there and it wouldn't be what they want.
Well, you know, before the baby shows up, you know.
Very simply. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
What? So, hopefully she'll send a picture.
Congratulations to her.
Congratulations to her.
You should.
To the max.
You should.
Do not to the max.
You should write for Hallmark.
I want to be there.
All right. Well, thank you for watching and have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday. Hopefully I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
Hopefully I'm Chaz. That's the way you said. We'll see you back here on Monday. Hopefully I'm Chaz.
Is that what I said?
Yep. Hopefully I'm Chaz.
Hopefully I'm Chaz.
Oh, hopefully I'm Chaz when I come back. I didn't even notice that.
How many fingers would I hold up?
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations to her.
Stunad to the max.
That's AJ. Pam's over there.
Hopefully I'm Chaz.
Phil's over there. Leah's over there. Hopefully I'm Chaz.
I want to hear that again.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.